When asked earlier this month by the ICM polling company, about 2,000 Britons could easily name Iraq and Afghanistan as two countries experiencing conflict. But after that, it got much tougher. Nearly 20% could not name five other countries currently feeling the effects of conflict. Charles Antoine Hoffman is with the British Red Cross, the humanitarian agency that commissioned the survey.
That's quite a striking finding as such for us, because obviously there are a large number of conflicts around the world which are not really spoken about, which are experiencing really serious situations when it comes to civilians being affected by conflict from both direct and indirect consequences.
According to the International Rescue Committee, more people have died, for instance, in the Democratic Republic of Congo during the past decade than anywhere else in the world. The aid agency estimates that 5.4 million people have died from war-related hunger and disease since war first broke out there in 1998. Despite this, Antoine Hoffman says awareness in Britain is extremely low.
There are certainly enough evidence to show us that this is probably one of the most deadly conflicts in the world, certainly more than Afghanistan and Iraq. It's not to minimize the brutality and seriousness of these places, of course, but I think the Democratic Republic of Congo is a striking example, and there are other examples as well.
As Antoine Hoffman says, the survey is part of a new British Red Cross campaign to raise awareness about all conflict zones and the brutal impact they're having on ordinary people.
The whole point is obviously not to put any blame on the public for not knowing about these places. It's a much broader and difficult problem in terms of the role of the media in talking about these situations, and also us. That's part of our exercise, actually, when we are launching today the Civilians and Conflict Month. It's really about raising awareness on these situations, on these different countries, and also on the effects of conflict on civilian populations.
Although the survey looked at just British views on conflict, Antoine Hoffman suspects the same kinds of findings would probably occur elsewhere in the developed world. Tom Rivers for VOA News, London.